Beginnt der Koran Daven, sagt es Gidden auf Chas, Gidden mit Alba, Gidden Tez Masla, Gidden mit der Gemara, Kol Shul Shefei, Abi Yoyred, mit Turi Amnen. Whatever is slanting down or coming down from Turi Amnen, so that's what the Gemara says, that from within the that imaginary line is going to be Eretz Yisrael, and beyond that, it's going to be Chutzlatz, which Perish Bukhan Drashi explains, what does it mean? Mit Turi Amnen, Lefne, what does it mean from the mountains of Amnen and within? The Hain, Lutzad Dor, Eretz Yisrael. Towards the south is going to be Eretz Yisrael, and lechutz, and towards the outside means letzatzofen, towards the north, that's going to be chutzlat. So it's tasted, but cautiously, that's difficult to read, because then again, if that's the case, it might not going to be the kafalaria. Have a name. You should have said, rain kiluchut meturim, meturim, I'm not the kind. It's given time to come, never saying, what's when you're so cautious, they're both coming to define the northern boundary. So why would you different? Why do you mention Kofalaria if he also was explaining the northern, and he said just the general mountain region of Turi Amnon? So when the appears to the reaction, the Turi Amnon mishtapeya b'yurl tzad mizur tzad mayrit. Not the way Rashi says that we're defining the slope on north and south. Actually, it slopes to the east and to the west. The chudish alhara, the point of the peak of the mountain, huha gvula ma'rovi shal Eretz Yisrael, is the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Nisan shebayam, and the islands in the Mediterranean, rein kilu chud metuach meturi amnu, we see that as if there's this imaginary line stretched out from turi amnu klim. In other words, the chudish alhara from the point, the peak of the mountain, ad nachal mitzrayim until nachal mitzrayim. And the Kaplar of Yehuda, that's us letzai nisan shebetzof in Eretz Yisrael. That's actually coming to delineate the islands in the north of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he picked Kofalaria. Now, but versus according to the Ri, it's actually coming to define east and west. Now, because again, because Tor Amnon is the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Now, when it seems shakos of deichel rashi of harshkin, it's the pasuk that push rashi to explain like this. Because the chesed says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, this is going to be the northern boundary. Min ayam agadlo tesol lechem harahar. Min harahar is Tor Amnon. Amakas the balat saying gvul tzafayni, the northern boundary. But says to me, however, yochalis, it could be shahar tekul bekeren tzafaynis ma'aravis. Yes, tzafayn, but it's also ma'aravis. Mishapeya begir l'tamizah. But the slant is towards the east, and not the way Rashi says towards the south and north, but rather towards the east and to the west, as we explain. Next, that's about the beginning of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Amir says, Kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, whatever is opposite Eretz Yisrael, all the way on the east, as far as can go, have this imaginary line towards the Atlantic Ocean, is going to be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Which Shol Rabin Petel Rabin Tam Rabin Petel as Rabin Tam Dazmanz. There are times where they lived in France, the Balei Tosfos. So let's have the Rabbi Yehuda Meiser. You should be chayav Meiser. Because we are in the west of Eretz Yisrael, and he holds as far as it can go. It keeps on going through the Atlantic. Beishiv and Rabin Tam responded, "You're right, but we don't pass like we don't hold Rabbi Yehuda." But this is our question. But it's difficult. Did Rabbi Yehuda really recognize in all of the land of Eretz Yisrael? Shadu kindness all the way till the Atlantic Ocean. Shukum hay bikin l'shma. Yet through all professional l'shma, shaitim musum bekamim that the witnesses to verify their signatures. That shaitim talk lebe falin nechle yiram tzibe falin nechle. Because that's what he's saying over here in Agamar. So like Kach Yishlam says, no, but you can say is the Lekavshu Hakol Ole Bavel. You're right. That is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't conquered by Ole Bavel, and therefore does not have the halachic status of Eretz Yisrael. Or in another part, you can say, it's going to be because like Rashi explained. The Chol Shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, this was saying whatever is opposite Eretz Yisrael, Ha'inu Kol Hayam Shekeneged Eretz Yisrael. It's only specifically regarding the Mediterranean, opposite Eretz Yisrael. The Lair B'Yabasha, that's not talking about in the dry land, Shad Ukainus up until the Atlantic. Elabinisan Shabiyama Golo Dafka only talking about the islands in the Mediterranean. Kitaksilik says the passing in the beginning of Sebi Yeshua, Adyama Godl, Mavoya Shemeshi Gabulchem, Uksibin, this is the passing of Shmois, Meshatis Gabulch, Miyamsubi Adyam Palishim, Midba Adanar, Pirish. In other words, Ad, Pish Yamsub Tzad Darm, you have the Yamsub on the southern part, Yam Palishim Tzad Mayav on the west, and you have Midba the Mizrachim in the desert on the east, and now Nahar Prasad Tzadzop, and you have the Euphrates on the north. So again, that all the land ended over there. It's just saying in the Yamagadol, in the Mediterranean, is the arms of Atoma, and that's considered too strong. But another point you can say is actually Shahi Yedei. He actually knew. Yes, Shahi Kom Bekin Lishma. That they all Bekin Lishma. The Fisha Yedu in Lahem, because they knew Adhechen Yisrael Emdim, and until where the Jews lived. The Jews didn't live outside of that area. They don't recognize no Jews, no their father in heaven, because there were no Jews who lived there, and that's why it was felt safe saying that all the way, you know, towards the west is all Eretz Yisrael, all going to have Halacha Eretz Yisrael. But you're right, when people live over there in France, and that of course they would not have the Halacha Eretz Yisrael. Next, this matter begins the Gemara. Amoich Avdel Surya Mayu. Now, what's halacha? Someone sells a slave to Surya. Is that like selling him to Chutz Lartz? Which Tosfos says, "Aim lemme, don't say the beged." That why asking by Eved? Because by get you tell me pshita lu is obvious to avikah Chutz Lartz that it was like Chutz Lartz. Like the brisa, the Gemara is going to totally bring from a brisa. And ube Eved mebayiluhu. And the question was only regarding Eved because the if that's the case, I was surrasim ipchum mad pshita later b'chibar abba. Then that would mean the logic is the opposite of what Reb Chiya bar Abba thought to say. How could you say that like it is pashud and Eved is a question when you see from the Gemara that no, that we're bringing the opposite from Reb Chiya bar Abba, that's not like that. This is the question that they, I mean, he tells them what's his answer. You see, your mayor says that legitin yeah lavadim loy. And for sure, Surya Debrach Kuva, that is bringing a riot from Gittin. So, therefore, you can't say that they had Svaras Afuches, the questioner and the answer. So it wasn't Pashit either, regarding that Get is like Chutzlartz, and the question was only regarding Evan. A few different ways I explain what Tais is saying. Continuing, says Master begin with the Gemara, B'Shleisha Drachim Shabbos Surya V'Chu. In three paths, Surya is equal to Eretz Yisrael and three like Chutz Lartz. Now, Nakat Shleisha Lashon Zachar says that the word Shleisha is masculine. Avigav the Surya Lashon Akeva, even though Surya is feminine, and we're going at Surya. And the reason for that is Mishum the Eved, or the Gersa is the Ofer, which is the subject matter beget, have a Lashon Zachar, and therefore we're using the masculine. Next testimony begins with the words which this belongs in Amad Beis, words of the Gemara, Kibush Yachin, that Surya was conquered by an individual, and therefore. And actually, in spite of that, it's considered as kibush, but that would make it on some level inferior than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Which Pierce Quinn's Rashi explains what does it mean? It's kibush yachad. Shlohay l'sham kol Yisrael biyachad because he didn't have all the Jewish people together. Come the kibush Yeshua, like when Yeshua and all the Jewish people conquered the kavshul itself kulam and was conquered for the purposes of all of Kol Yisrael. But double the kibush al tzarchem, but David only conquered for his own personal needs. That's how Rashi explains. But Sifri in the first time acher, but the Sifri explains a different reasoning. B'seif parsha v'yekiv. That the Mashmit mitzvahs levisha lahoy sadan kol Yisrael kavusha, because the old of Eretz wasn't conquered yet when he was conquering Syria. Because almost like it says over there, somech l'batur shalchal lahirush. It wouldn't be close to your own palace. You didn't yet inherit Pirush. Yevusi shay somech l'chlem that you didn't conquer them yet. V'atoheilach b'kavush ram neram ram tzeila. But ablach shakol Eretz kavshu. But actually, after all of Eretz was conquered, Darash Hashem, the Gemara expands over them the siv from the Brisa. And from the Siddur, it says in Vrom Yirav, "Kamakom Asher Tidrach Tafraglich Hamagaymer." Meaning, "Shekom Asher Yikavsh Mechutz Laretz Hayikadosh." That whatever they would conquer from Chutz Laretz would be holy. Vafel Yachar, even an individual, it's only over here that was different because it wasn't all conquered yet, but not because it was David HaMelech as Yachar doing it, not like Rashi.